Well, let me ask you about your mother. Where was she born?
She was born in Missouri.
Mm-hmm. What about your father?
He's born in Alabama.
Oh, in Alabama?
Yeah.
You know whereabouts in Alabama? Or?
No, I really don't, because they got together and married and that's
uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. And what did, now, was your father, you said he was a farmer.
Yeah, he was a farmer.
And your mother, she just helped him?
Yeah, she worked a lot in the field because my grandmother was left alone with two boys, and mom and daddy helped her raise them boys. So she stayed with us till they was 10 years
uh-huh.
old.
Now, this grandmother, was it your
daddy's
your
mother?
Your daddy's mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She stayed with us 10 years.
She did. She
mm-hmm.
did that long.
Mm-hmm. And of course, that gave my mother a chance to work out in the field a lot.
Uh-huh.
And,
oh, I see, because then the grandmother would keep the kids, and that helped your mother be able to work in the field.
Yeah.
Sure, that's right. Well, now, this grandmother that lived with you, she was from Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what about your mother's parents? Were they from Missouri?
Mm-hmm.
Now, did your mother and daddy, where did they meet each other?
In Paris, Arkansas.
Oh, they did. They were, in Paris, Arkansas.
Yeah, they landed over there in that cotton country around Paris, Arkansas.
Uh-huh, and that was where. Yeah. Now, did your father grow up in Alabama? Did he go to school in Alabama?
He was grown when
he came.
He was.
Mm-hmm. What about your mother? Did she grow up in Missouri, or was she?
Well, now she was in Missouri. I guess she was just about grown when they left there, but
mm-hmm.
I don't remember. But anyway, that's where they met, was over there at Paris.
Uh-huh, yeah. And when the cotton country around here. Well, now how about your husband? Where was he from?
He was born in Texas.
Uh-huh.
But he grew up north of Mulberry, up in the mountain, a little town called Piney.
Oh.
Up in the mountain.
But he grew up at Piney?
Yeah. And he was 17 when he left up there and went to Mulberry. And then
mm-hmm. Is that where you met him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we moved right close together.
Oh, you did?
And we lived close together 5 years.
Before you met?
Lord, I didn't think about ever marrying
you. You didn't?
No.
That's funny. How long has he been gone?
9 years this coming October.
How old was he when he died?
85.
Oh, now he lived most of his life then around Mulberry.
Yeah, of course.
And then, of course, when you first got married, where did you?
We lived at Mulberry.
Lived at Mulberry.
Around
uh-huh.
Mulberry.
Uh-huh.
And we lived around Mulberry until 1914.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved from there to Dyer.
That's when you moved, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was after you were married that you moved to Dyer. That's where you had your first six kids?
We had four children when we left Mulberry.
Oh, you did? And then you had two at Dyer.
Yeah, we had. We lost two of our babies from
uh-huh.
the little.
Uh-huh.
We raised 9 out of 11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lord, I had no fortune told, and said I'd have 12, and I said, I know better than that. I come out here having 12.
Oh, you sure did. You mean you had your fortune told, and they, boy, they about got it, didn't they? They just about got that.